deep in the wilderness of West Virginia.
Oh, we've been searching for ground skinks for hours, but haven't found a single one.
Maybe there's one in this leaf litter.
Oh, there it is, a ground skink, we found one! Yes!
We got it, yes!
This ground skink is the coolest. Check out his how it's kind of got a black stripe down its middle that separates it from the brown top and the kind of white underside. It's one of the smallest troops in North America. Very elusive, very, very cool find.
Yeah, but I'm sick of having to squint at the herp. Let's find something big for once.
Anyway, son, let's head down to Australia to find the saltwater crocodile. One of the biggest and deadliest, the biggest and deadliest trip of them all. Gee, I can't believe we got a helicopter to take us to Australia so quickly.
But just to be clear, the sauce-killed viper is the most deadly by fatality of all reptiles.
Save it for another episode, Miles.
Hey, get off the helicopter!
What? Get off the helicopter!
Yeah, I'll kick you!
Wait, what? Oh!
Oh, I can't believe we ended up in another surprise aerial landing.
Yeah, but look where we landed! There are saltwater cracks everywhere!
I'm not sure that's a good thing. A shoe or reptile?
Let's go wait for the swamp and look for crocodiles!
Maybe instead, let's get out of the water and go talk to some locals and...
Miles! Yeah, where on earth did he go? Oh well, I'll look for crocodiles on my own. Just walking through the swamp. Oh look! Crocodile! Oh, there it is. Big one. Alright, yeah, that's a big one. Let me keep my distance. Let's get out of the water, actually. Maybe that's what happened to Miles. Okay, too close. At least it didn't get me. It tried, though. Alright. Oh, yeah, it's huge. See how it can lay in the water? It's like 3 inches of water, but it can still submerge itself. Not 3 inches. It's like 10 inches of water, but it can still submerge itself down to its head. That is a surprise attack. Looks just like a log. Wow, there's some more over there. They've really come back. There was a conservation effort to help them. They were decimated, but then there was a conservation effort. So yeah, that's a saltwater croc. Maybe I'll find some more. Try to find Miles in the process.
Irvin, where are you? It's dark in here. Where's my flashlight? Oh, here. Oh god, I'm in a crocodile's belly. Wow, I heard saltwater crocodiles were the most likely animal to eat you. That's interesting. And look, there's some stones in here. I wonder why. Oh yeah, I forgot. The crocodiles, they eat them on purpose to help grind up their food. I hope that doesn't happen to me. That would be really scary. Whatever you want.
I hope I find Miles soon. Ooh, there's another big crocodile. Better keep my distance this time. Oh yeah, check him out. He's like brownish greenish color, about 19 feet long. I thought the one before was big. This is huge. I've heard that I can get up to like 40 feet long though. So this one must pale in comparison to that one. Their biologists can tell you they're the most likely animal to eat you. Hope that didn't happen to Miles. They're also the biggest reptile. That is a whopping amount long. Also, And a lot of people will tell you that polar bears are the biggest land predator, but depending on how you look at it, it could actually be the saltwater crocodile. But the question is, do you consider them a land predator? I mean, part of the time they're on land, but most of the time, like this time for instance, they're in the water. I guess that's the big debate. Let's find some more.
Stuck in a pile of crocodile poop. I never imagined my life to come out like this. Well, I better go find Irvin now. Wait a second. Look at all those bones in his poop. This thing's been eating so much, it's not even funny. Look, there's a wild pig and a turkey. And look, there's a giant fish. This is amazing. I should definitely go find Irvin and show him this. I wonder where he is.
These big crocodiles are starting to scare me. I think they might be eyeing me. Alright, maybe let's try the other bank. Maybe the crocodiles aren't so big over there. Oh yeah, and it's a little baby nursery. Hopefully the mom is not around. Just kidding. Ooh, look, a little baby one. I'm gonna get it, okay? And I got it! Yeah! Look at how it's got a V-shaped snout. I'm like an alligator, which has a U-shaped snout. It also has a lot more salinity tolerance than an alligator. That's basically the difference. Oh, I can't wait to show Miles. Where is he? Oh, there he is! Miles!
Irvin!
He's brown, and he smells weird. What happened to you, Miles?
Ugh, I got swallowed by a crocodile, Irvin. It's all your fault.
Wait, what? What? Well, I found this baby crocodile.
Cool. Can I pet it?
No, that wouldn't be a good idea. That wouldn't be a very good idea, Anne.
Okay, maybe at the end. But let me show you this poop first. Okay, so this poop, it pooped it out. It got a ton of bones in it.
Whoa, that is a lot of bones. Those are like a crazy. Is that a wild pig in there? You want to see the baby crocodile a bit more closely?
Yeah, sure. This episode has been a pleasure. Credits to Irvin and Miles, who play our bodacious biologists, and credits to Keen, who helps us with special effects. Credit to Anchor, that we couldn't have done it without them. And until next time.